With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Federal judge blocking the Trump administration for now from hiring federal or firing federal workers during the ongoing shutdown. That order comes 5 days after the administration issued reduction in force notifications to more than 4,000 federal employees. In the meantime, on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader John Thune says Democrats can choose to end the nation's pain.
We need five more Democrats to say enough is enough, to put the American people ahead of the far left.
President Trump is touting his administration's three-month anti-crime initiative known as Operation Summer Heat.
Over the past few months, FBI offices in all 50 states made crushing violent crime a top enforcement priority. That's what they did, rounding up and arresting thousands of the most violent and dangerous criminals.
And he adds he would like to focus on one more large city.
I'm going to be strongly recommending, at the request of government officials, which is always nice, that you start looking at San Francisco. I think we can make San Francisco. There's one of our great cities 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and now it's a mess.
And the president confirming that he did indeed authorize the CIA to conduct covert operations inside Venezuela. The president says he's also considering land operations following the recent U.S. military strikes on drug smuggling boats from Venezuela. Israel has received the remains of two more hostages after they were transferred by the Red Cross from Hamas. Their arrival comes hours after the Israeli military said one of the bodies previously turned over was not that of a hostage. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist denomination continues to grow.
The Global Methodist Church, which launched 3 years ago, now counts more than 6,000 congregations under its banner. The GMC was formed in the run-up to the split with the United Methodist Church over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. GMC spokesman Keith Boyette tells the Christian Post the current member congregations are predominantly former UMC congregations, but we do have some from other denominations. Michael Harrington reporting.
October is Down Syndrome Awareness Month, and President Trump has released a statement. Mr. Trump's proclamation says, quote, "Every child is created in the holy image and likeness of God with inherent dignity and worth. We celebrate the extraordinary individuals today living with Down syndrome who bring joy, wonder, and meaning to the world." This is SRN News. CVS putting the finishing touches on a major deal. Here's correspondent Bill Alexander.
CVS Pharmacy announced the completion of its acquisition of select Rite Aid stores nationwide. The company acquired and is now operating 63 former Rite Aid and Bartell drugstores in Idaho, Oregon, and Washington. CVS Pharmacy also acquired the prescription files of 626 pharmacies in 15 states. As a result of the transactions, CVS will be serving more than 9 million former Rite Aid and Bartell Drugs patients.
Free application for federal student aid for 2026-27 school year officially opening. National Association of Student Financial Aid Administrators advises students to fill it out as soon as possible. Despite the government shutdown, Education Department will process applications. Students should go to studentaid.gov to begin. More details at srnnews.com.